Ireland's Classic Hits Radio, and Dr. Sarah Ann Bennett is with us today from the Medical Weight Management Clinic. And yesterday, Dr. Sarah, was Obesity Day, World Obesity Day.
That's correct, it was. This is actually a new kind of health awareness campaign that's been running since about 2016. And the idea is to try and raise awareness and understanding around this disease and how we might tackle it.
Are the numbers still going up when it comes to obesity?
Obesity actually is at what we would call epidemic levels worldwide. And so in Ireland, we know that roughly about 6 in 10 of Irish population will be considered either overweight or obese. So it is a really, really big health concern worldwide.
To be obese, you don't have to be hugely heavy. You can go into that category very easily if you don't watch it.
Yeah, obesity, we define obesity as where you have a BMI greater than 30% that is impacting your health and well-being in some way. That's the formal definition of obesity. We use BMI as a way to kind of guide us around that, but not everybody who is in the obese category will actually have certain health conditions, but it certainly puts you at risk of having a lot of other health issues. So, I mean, bearing in mind, up until very recently, we didn't even see this as a disease. So it's only in the last few years that we classify obesity as a disease. We always saw it as more of a lifestyle issue rather than a medical condition. So it's a relatively new concept for patients and for healthcare professionals to think about obesity in these terms. And that's why, you know, raising awareness about it is really, really important.
So the patients that you would see there at your obesity clinic, I'm assuming they're coming to you and they're saying, we've tried everything. I've done all the diets, I've done all the I've tried everything and I can't get the weight down. And that's why they're looking for your expert advice on this and not going to their normal GP, I guess.
For years, we've been instructing patients to simply eat less, move more, with the promise that everything will improve if they adhere to a strict new lifestyle. But when you dissect this advice down, it really is suggesting that being overweight or obese is solely due to a failure in maintaining behavioural changes. So it implies that the person lacks willpower as the root cause of the issue. But actually, the root cause of obesity is really multifactorial. It's a very complex disorder. And this stigma is precisely what we have to confront and challenge. So when people come to me, it's one of the first things that we discuss is we discuss what they understand about the disease of obesity. And a lot of them won't even classify it in their own mind that they have a disease.
So what options are there for people when they are attending the likes of your obesity clinic there? What kind of plans, I guess, do you give?
Well, the first thing, as I say, you have to do is to try and understand what's going on for that person. There's many reasons that somebody can be obese, and you know, there are physiological processes going on in the body. You know, people's genes play a role, and there are a lot of environmental things going on as well. So the first thing that I would do with somebody is to have a very in-depth discussion, and also we would do a lot of health assessments, and we're trying to determine firstly what is the severity of their obesity. There's different severity levels of obesity and how it impacts on the health. Then we're trying to understand what may be driving their obesity, and then we make a plan. So it isn't clear cut. There's no one size fits all. You have to do it very much on an individual basis. And based on what those kind of discovery conversations, assessments unearth, then you make a plan with the patient around treatment. There are medical treatments for people with obesity now, which weren't maybe available many years ago, which is great. It really gives us an option to really treat it, because it is very much a medical condition. And, you know, it needs often a lot of support in terms of maybe a combination of medicine, psychology, dietitian. You might be using a whole team to treat somebody.
I'm sure you're getting people contacting you there who want to go on the Ozempic and all these newer drugs that have come out, because there's been a lot of success around the world using this particular medication.
There's really good success. These are the medications that are really changing the face of how we treat obesity. You know, so Ozempic, or probably the better name for it would be semaglutide, is a medicine that we've used for a number of years for patients struggling with diabetes. Mm. And one of the things that was noted for diabetics on this medication is that it actually inadvertently caused a reduction in their weight. So it has been relicensed now for specific treatment of weight, obesity to be more specific. It is not a drug that you would use in somebody who is overweight. Mm-hmm. It is a drug that you would use with somebody who has been classified as having a disease.
Right, this is not obesity. Forgetting the beach body in June.
No. And I think there is a bit of a misunderstanding out there about what this drug is used for and when would be appropriate. Now, if you attend a medical professional who's doing their job correctly, you will be prescribed this medication only if it's appropriate. And I know that there are lots of patients out there seeking medications from other sources. And I would strongly encourage patients not to go the unsafe route in retrieving medications, because like any medical condition, it needs to be monitored. And also, medications can have side effects, which also need to be monitored. So I do encourage people to seek proper professional help when going on any type of medication.
So now that it's been licensed for weight loss and not just for diabetics, is that on the drug payment scheme? Because it's quite expensive, isn't it, the Ozempic drugs?
It is expensive. And unfortunately, no, it is not on the drug payment scheme. So we have two medications licensed that are injections, which is kind of the medication that most people are talking about at the moment. And one of them is licensed for the drug payment scheme with very specific criteria. And then the other, which is the semaglutide, is licensed for weight loss as well, but is not on the drug payment scheme. So it just depends, do you meet certain criteria? And then also, if you don't meet those criteria, if you were to go on this medication, you have to pay out of pocket for it. I do foresee that that will change in time, but at the moment, it is certainly an expensive route for people to go. And I think on average, for the likes of semaglutide, which the brand name would be Ozempic, it is roughly costing people about 120 to 150 euros a month.
And would you, at the clinic there, would you also recommend surgery for people, you know, these gastric sleeves, or do you go down more of a diet and kind of medication route?
So, you know, as maybe the name of the clinic would suggest, it is a medical weight management clinic. So what we would do would be medical interventions using kind of lifestyle changes, behavioural changes and medication. Mm-hmm. About a third of patients will not respond to medications, and it's important to note that. And part of the assessments that we do with the clinic is to deem who's suitable. We would also have to inter-refer patients to surgical centres for bariatric surgery, if that's the best road for them to go. So for some people, it is the only option, and it's a very successful option and road to go. You know, bariatric surgery is deemed quite a safe surgery. It's deemed very effective, and it's also shown to have proven continued sustained weight loss many, many years after the fact.
You got to go to the right place, though. It's very important.
I mean, look, we have two centres in Ireland that are for public referral, and then there are some private hospitals in Ireland that perform the surgery. I think the biggest issue that we have at the moment in the HSE for bariatric service in terms of, you know, going for surgeries is that there's a very long wait time. Mm-hmm. And I do see that a lot of patients who need to go this road are opting to travel abroad because they can't wait that long. And the wait list is anything from, you know, 4 to 7 years.
Oh my God, really?
It's quite long. And you know, it's something that I know has been worked upon, but it does, in some scenarios, force people to go a different route.
Okay, so if anybody would like to get the ball rolling on this and sort out their obesity, how can they do so? How can they contact you? And are you taking on new patients?
We are taking on new patients. And for anybody that wants to look up the clinic, we have a website. It's medicalweightmanagementclinic.ie. What I would suggest to people is that this disease is very relaxing and remitting, and it really is something that needs medical support. It's a medical condition. And whether you come through our clinic or some other clinic or even to your GP, that would be the only advice that I would like to leave with people today, is to know this and to make sure that you actually access the support that is available.
All right, Dr. Sarah Ann Bennett there from the Medical Weight Management Clinic, and you can find them online there. Thanks so much, and we'll catch up again. It's Ireland's Classic Kids Radio.